In the Middle Ages, Romans often abandoned unwanted children to die, a practice that pained Pope Innocent III, who, more than 700 years ago, established a hospital with a section devoted to foundlings. Near its entrance gate was a crib-like container on a large wheel which turned horizontally. The mother would put her baby in the crib, ring the bell, and nuns inside would spin the wheel, bringing the foundling inside. All such foundlings were legally named proieti, meaning the exposed ones. Thus, any family bearing the name today had almost certainly, many centuries ago, a foundling boy as an ancestor. Another tale concerns a pet monkey and the baby boy of a family which some 300 years ago lived in a downtown palace. One day the monkey playfully picked up the infant and scampered to the inaccessible top of the palace tower. The horrified family vowed to keep a light burning forever in front of an image of the Virgin Mary if the child was returned safely. He was, and through the years the palace has changed hands many times, but each owner still keeps a little light, today an electric one, burning in the tower. Just the fountains of Rome, some 1,300 of them, have fascinating stories to tell. The water of one is considered sure to produce a boy baby if a mother-to-be drinks it. Another is supposed to help out any man who has love affair troubles. A third does the same for girls.